This episode is part of the Habit series. In this excerpt from my interview with Scott Mitchell, which was episode 29, Scott and I discuss what atomic habits are, how to use them to create good habits and break bad ones, how I started implementing them in my daily routine more than a year ago, the difference between flow and deliberate practice, and why you should schedule your leisure time.
Hey, it's Nono, and this is the Getting Simple podcast.
So this experiment that I'm talking about was kickstarted by ideas in the book of James Clear called Atomic Habits. I feel that he says things that many people would say, oh, those things are the evident things being said in a really good way. And they are. There's some scientific research keys there that we can all learn a bit about. It's just telling you what's super dumb in a good form that you can directly take action. And I will just share the principle that I follow from that book was that he says that instead of pursuing goals, you should pursue systems. That if you identify what successful people and unsuccessful people have done, is that they usually both set goals. Both the poor and the rich want to be rich, and both the athlete and the amateur runner want to be the best runner. What makes the difference is not the goals that you set. What makes the difference is the small systems that you implement in your day. And I mean, this is not my idea. This is credit to James Clear. His main recommendation is about not setting huge goals for yourself, but setting super, super small systematic things that you will do every day. One example that I've tried, for instance, is instead of writing in your to-do list, go for a run or run 3 times a week, just set, wear my running clothes at 12 p.m. or something like that. Naturally, what follows after you're ready to run, right? Like we've removed, as you said, you remove your friction, you're ready to go. You just need to get your keys. You go to run. It's super easy to say, okay, I'll get my running clothes. And then what he says is like set super, super small habits that you want to create. For instance, run 1 kilometer a week or run 0.5 kilometer every day. And what you find is that that helps you start the activity super easily. Like you start running that 0.5 kilometer or 1 kilometer, but I've never seen myself run just 1K if I've gone through the effort of putting on the clothes and gone running. So it's about fooling yourself in some way. And in his book, Atomic Habits, James Clear presents a 4-step pattern as the backbone of every habit. The 4 stages of habit are cue, craving, response, and reward. In his own words, the cue is what triggers your brain to initiate a behavior. The cravings are the motivational force behind every habit. The response is the actual habit you perform. And then the rewards are the end goal of every habit. He mentions that we chase rewards because they satisfy us and they teach us. This framework established by James Clear involves 4 laws to create a good habit that go hand in hand with the 4 stages of a habit I just mentioned. Those 4 laws are make it obvious, make it attractive, make it easy, and make it satisfying. And by inverting these 4 laws, James Clear creates 4 laws to break bad habits instead of creating them. Those inverted laws are make it invisible, make it unattractive, make it difficult, and make it unsatisfying. So coming back to what I was really talking about is that I set 3 small habits that I wanted to have every single day. 3 really small things that I will do to maintain core activities I want to improve in my life. The first one was, and I set them, as I said, in a really small or easy format, meditate at least 10 minutes every day. The second one was writing at least 200 words every day, no matter what the topic. Right now, I'm not even constraining myself to having to write in any form or any format. And then the third one was about sketching 1 thing every day. Doesn't matter what it is. It can be what I see through my window. It can be my shoes, anything. 1 object every day. For some reason, it worked. I downloaded a Google Drive, like Excel sheet or something. You can clone it from somebody. I linked to that on the show notes. So you write in a column your 3 or 4 or 10 habits that you want to create. And then every day you will cross an X with, I've done my meditation, I've done my 200 words, I've done my sketch today. And this Excel sheet, the only thing it does is that it puts a green mark on that day and then it starts counting your streak. How many days in a row have you gone in this habit tracker? Then you just follow the principle of trying not to break the chain. Breaking the chain meaning you've done your sketch 3 days and then the fourth day you're, wow, I have 3 days in a row. Let's do a quick sketch at least. What I found is that now I'm almost up to 90 days that I haven't broken the habit any fucking day.
Sounds impressive.
I mean, it's been really hard. Meditation, I found that some days I had to be a bit creative. I had to do it while I was doing other things. Like for me, meditation means doing breathing exercise where you try to clear your mind for at least 10 minutes. You can imagine that the same way you can do that sitting in your couch, you can do while you're trying to go to sleep. That's dangerous because you might fall asleep and then you haven't really done it. You could do it while running, you could do it while showering, you could do it really while walking or anything. The 200 words, I've tried to just go for journaling mainly, but I never find myself only writing 200 words. Once you've got the mood of writing, you just write a bit more. And usually I can get up to 400 or even 700 words. And I will do journaling. Some days I will start writing concepts to blog about or other things. And then with sketching, I will always bring my sketchbook. All I need to do is just sketch anything that I can, that I see. What happened with that is that I rarely end up doing just one sketch. I get my ink, pens, and my watercolors, and I end up doing one or two or three. Some days I do even, I don't know, up to 10 or whatever.
Why? Because you enjoy sketching?
I get satisfaction from writing and also having finished pieces written, something that I see that I spend a bit more time, and I get a lot of satisfaction out of documenting my life through sketches and little stories rather than with Instagram pictures and tweets. It seems really silly, but...
No, it doesn't seem silly.
It was all kickstarted by me trying to write more profoundly, even if just a little bit, and not just posting on Twitter, and also trying to disconnect from Instagram and Facebook and the continuous stream of updates that, you know, there's a lot of people talking about it. How can you find focused in the noisy environment that we've created for ourselves? This is popping up in many episodes now, and it might be also because I just finished reading it yesterday, but Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport. It's funny how a guy who has never had a social media account has established a philosophy for how we should embrace digital technologies.
I have been in that mode before. I understand that mode, the mode of trying to be better, trying to get better. I respect that.
You asked why?
I know, because I also like hate it. I want to just be doing things because I'm already in the flow. So that was my first reaction. It's like, I don't really care for this because it seems a little bit oppressive to yourself. But at the same time, that discipline, like, I don't think you can just like expect to be loving what you're doing and be in the flow state all the time. I think 95% of the time or more, you need to be disciplined so that you are ready to kind of take off when things are really clicking.
Scott Young's episode came out on August 6th. He wrote the book of Ultra Learning. It's the first time that I saw these challenging ideas of two concepts. One is the flow state and the other one is deliberate practice. One was coined by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi and then deliberate practice was coined by Anders Ericsson. Scott Young argues that what you need is deliberate practice to get better at something. You need to be in the state of struggle. You need to feel that you're challenging yourself. You need to be doing the thing that you want to get better at, the thing that you think is going to give you the most satisfaction in the future because you're going to be better at it. And that's sort of the opposite of flow state. Flow state is almost when, yeah, you're challenging yourself a bit because, you know, you're in the tension of like doing something you haven't done before, but you're in a comfortable moment where you kind of forget about the fact that you're practicing or you're doing anything. What I try to do is first, something that is also needed, that is scheduling leisure time. if you don't schedule your set times when you're going to run every week, or if you don't schedule your weekend trips, right, you won't do it. I mean, you need to, you can say, okay, it's Friday night, where do we go? You can do that, but it usually doesn't work as well.
It's not effective. That happened recently. That happened. And I was like, this is fucking stupid, Scott. Like, you need to plan these things in advance.
Yeah. So you need to plan even for the things you enjoy. It seems like structuring leisure time, it's an overkill, but in fact, it makes it happen. It makes it more real. It happens, not 100%, but it's more likely for it to happen. Otherwise, it's more likely that, I don't know, you don't match with the schedule of the other person, there's no more room, it's overbooked, or I don't know, whatever you mean. And the other thing is that I really, really, really get a lot of satisfaction by seeing how much I'm producing and the progress I'm making. And also because I'm trying to publish writing short essays, sketches, and other things more often, I get to pick and choose from the ideas I think are better or from the sketches that are better. Otherwise, I will have that pressure of the sketch of the week or the sketch of the month or the essay of the month. If you write more, and this is obvious, the more you write, the more ideas you're going to be able to pick that might be worth it.
No, I'm 100% on board. I just, you keep saying things that are like obvious, and I say that a lot too. I was like, yeah, I know this is obvious, but blah, blah, blah. And I think that there's like things are not obvious.
For some people, even the people who say, okay, you're saying that to me, that's super obvious. Yeah, I know that. You know, if I eat healthier, I'm going to be healthier. The point is like, why don't people do it then?
Because it's obvious on some level, but it's not like, people don't feel it deep down, myself included. There's a difference, I think, between like hearing a piece of advice, a good idea, and deep down needing to follow that advice. The difference between like learning the easy way and learning the hard way.
Well, so this was one more episode of the Getting Simple podcast with me, Nono Martínez Alonso, and Scott Mitchell. Again, thanks a lot for listening, and I really hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next time. Bye.
See you guys.
Before you go, I'd like to remind you that you can follow Getting Simple by going to gettingsimple.com, and that if you're enjoying the podcast, one of the things you can do to help out is rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts, as this is the best way for other people to get to know about it, and tell your friends. And if you want to ask me a question, go to gettingsimple.com/record.